The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hello and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor.
Good morning, Jackie. Pat Devaney here.
Pat Devaney. And our special guest for the fourth week in a row, Bob Mendola, local, very experienced surveyor from Mendola & Associates.
Good morning, Jackie. Good morning, Pat.
Thanks for coming back with us. We appreciate
it. My pleasure.
We're here every Saturday and Sunday. We discuss various real estate topics. Why do we do that, Pat?
Why? Because we're not here just to promote ourselves every week. The aim of this program is to educate the consumer. In New York, a long time ago, there was a commercial, and it said an educated consumer is our best customer. And that's what we are here to do every week. We're here to educate the consumer, so you'll better know what you're doing inside real estate, and surveys are an essential part. I mean, I have to know where my boundaries are, but we've done dozens and dozens of different shows covering every topic, and I just wanted to say that's why we're really here.
And they're archived on jruddy.com. That's JRUDDY.com. Our Century 21 Quality Service Award-winning office has many experienced realtors. We have been listing, appraising, and selling real estate for over 40 years. During the week, you can feel free
to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us at 570-344-6724.
To search the MLS or view our listings, go to jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com. And you can friend us on Facebook. Okay, Bob. How about telling me a little bit about yourself, briefly, your background, how long you've been doing surveying, and how many counties you serve, what areas in Pennsylvania you serve?
Well, we started back in 1977, Jackie, and to date I have several of my sons working with me. I'm really grateful for that. They're getting their licenses in surveying and also professional engineering, so we're sort of enhancing our surveying position for doing other kinds of work along with surveying. So we've been very blessed in that respect, and we probably service at least probably, I'm going to say, 10 to 12 counties to get out to service the people.
So you go far and wide.
That's correct.
Right. Good. And how would we get in contact with you?
You can, first of all, you can call me on my business line, which is 570-346-8249. I also have a cell phone, and I also advertise that in the Yellow Page ads. I give that in case people don't want to call my business and listen to an answer machine. So my cell phone is 570-840-4883. And we have an email address, which is lowercase letters, my last name, which is Mendola, M-E-N-D-O-L-A. The next word, no spacing, is surveys, plural. SURVEYS at Verizon.net. And we also have a website, thanks to my sons who designed it for me. It's been very successful. And that's MendolaSurveys.com.
Thank you, Bob. Now, you know, past shows, we spent a lot of time on boundary line surveys. Last week, we covered new construction, what's entailed with that, ingress, egress, and water runoff, ordinances, knowing your municipality, setbacks, so on and so forth.
That's correct.
This week, I was thinking about covering, you know, this is an area I don't really know very much about, and I'm going to rely on you. When I was doing my research, I came across, I thought it was very interesting. I'd like to hear about wetland surveys. Why would someone need a wetland survey? When do you do a wetland survey, and what is entailed with a wetland survey, please?
Surely. Usually wetlands are attributed to your outlying areas, your rural areas, most of the time, not every time, but most of the time. So if you have a larger tract of land and you have, you know, rolling hills, swales, and then natural features where pockets of water will pond or they'll collect in certain areas, and what that does is it brings on certain growths which are attributed to wetland species. For example, cattails, you see the cattails growing in a certain area. That's indicative of a wetland. There's also certain kind of bugs, species of bugs that you can analyze, and that would also dictate it's a wetland, and any other kinds of growths of trees, for that matter, that do grow in the wetland areas also are a factor which makes these a wetland to deal with. In the surveying aspect, when people call us, we deal mostly with wetlands when they're going to develop the property. Let's say they're going to put roadways through, they're going to subdivide land, or they're going to just build a house in a particular area. Well, with the federal government, they're dictating that, and the state government as well, that you cannot just displace these wetlands. There's a certain mitigation process to follow. When we start the survey off, we have a specialist come along and put wetland flags for these areas so that we as a surveyor could locate those flags and put them on a map. And then these are sent to the different agencies to show that they are wetlands and how we're going to mitigate them to work with them or work around them.
So there's state and federal regulations that govern this?
That's
How about local? Are there any local?
Local government usually relies on the higher level of government in that respect.
Interesting. Now, how about a floodplain survey? What's involved with that?
Okay, floodplain, just what it says is that in areas that are prone to flooding, you know, there are certain maps generated for each municipality by the FEMA agency, which is your federal agency, which governs the control and the use of these areas. In a floodplain survey, when we are hired, we've got to take these FEMA maps, which are federal maps, and show what the elevation of that land is relative to the flood areas, and ascertain whether they're in a floodplain or they're not.
Okay, so some of these flood maps were recently updated, but they weren't updated for a very long time prior to that.
I'm saying that probably the last 20, 30 years, they had not been updated. Now they're coming to be updated. Also, in conjunction with that is you see a lot of flood projects that are being built and designed so that they would help areas not flood as easily, control your tributaries, your creeks, whether it's the Lackawanna River or Susquehanna River. We have these things in place to sort of take some of these people out of the floodplain.
So do you do much work with that?
We have a requirement where, especially now with the flooding in areas, with, God bless these people that have hit with these floods in the past, you know, 20, 30 years, it's been devastating. And then people start to worry about, if I'm going to be in these prone areas, I want to get my flood insurance to make sure I'm protected in case these events happen again. So it does develop a certain amount of work for that.
Okay.
Yeah, my dad was affected by the storms over the last summer, Hurricane Irene. His basement was full of water. His washer, his dryer, his heating system, they were all destroyed. And thank goodness he had the flood insurance, because his regular homeowner's insurance wouldn't have covered all of that stuff.
No, you actually went down to the basement and the washer, the dryer was floating.
Floating around until I pumped it out, and then they just plopped down more. When the water went away.
Yeah. It could have been a lot more devastating, but it was pretty bad. He had to get a new furnace.
Yes. Washer, dryer, hot water heater.
And there was, you know, as locally here, there was a lot of devastation in the recent past.
Tremendous amount of devastation. Very, very bad. It's a sad time.
So it's a necessary part of what you do, floodplain surveys, is something that you do quite a bit.
Absolutely. Now, another feature adding to that, Jackie, would be in some areas, people, let's say, feel they're not in a flood area. They're in a higher level of ground. Well, a lot of these FEMA maps have pockets there where you may be at the floodplain. If a surveyor gets out, like myself, and does this work and proves that they're not in the floodplain, they may be relieved of paying flood insurance.
Okay. Interesting point. Wow. Good. We're going to head towards a break. Before we do so, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, this is a large two-family home located at 2430 Amelia Avenue in Scranton. It's a double One side is a long-term tenant with new floors in the living room, dining room, and kitchen. It has all separate utilities and a nice sized yard. The taxes are very reasonable. It's $1,650. On the owner's side, it has hardwood floors and on the first floor. It has three bedrooms on each side, has natural gas hot air heating system, and it's a good deal at $91,000. That's 2430 Amelia Avenue in Scranton for $91,000, and it's listed by Julie Roback.
Okay, before we go to break, Pat, you were talking about a recent article you read, which I found very interesting. More young adults are living in their parents' home, according to the Census Bureau reports.
What do you got to say about that?
Okay, just tell me what you found out there after you read that article.
You're not referring to me, are you?
No.
All right. Because I moved out of my house when I was in my 20s, and I went into my own house, and I said, why did I ever leave? I said, it cost nothing to live there. Okay, between 2005 and 2011, the proportion of young adults living with their parents has increased. The percentage of men between 25 and 34 living with mom and dad rose from 14% in 2005 to 19% in 2011. And for women, it went from 8% to 10%. I guess the women don't like to stay home with mom and dad as long. I guess that's the point of this here.
Mm-hmm.
And the increase in 24 to 35-year-olds living in their parents' home, this increase began before the recession, and it has continued beyond it. So the reasons are more than economic. There seems to be a trend towards staying at home for longer periods of time.
Well, I think people got smarter. Why leave if, you know, you have it good? When I first read the article, my reaction was it must be because of the recession and the current economic times, but not so.
No, if somebody's going to put food in the refrigerator, do my laundry, pay my bills, I'd be crazy to leave.
Well, I was 20 when I left, and I never went back.
Yeah, I was 29-ish.
Well, I recall it was a little...
No. I bought that house up there when I was 29.
Because your father's toast at our wedding, he didn't think he was ever going to see you leave.
That's right, because I made a commitment. Dad, I'm never going to get married. And at my wedding, my dad says, I was getting scared. I thought you were going to keep that promise, because I was 38 when I got married.
Yeah, you waited.
Yes, I did.
Okay, it's time for a short break. We will return in a few brief moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. When opportunity knocks, you want to be ready. At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we have an exceptional understanding of the real estate market. With over 40 years' experience, we make sure when you walk through our door, you will be given the highest level of service. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can help smooth the way when things get complicated. You need the real estate representation you deserve, and Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can deliver.
Hi, I'm Pat Devaney, and I'm a realtor with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We will guide you during every step. Call us today for any questions. Whether you are buying or selling, call 570-344-6724. That's 344-6724. Friend us on Facebook or visit jruddy.com. And don't forget to tune into the Real Estate Roundtable Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30.
When selling your property with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, you will experience the gold standard. Our network is your edge, where experience and expertise intersect with your real estate goals and dreams. We know and understand you want to sell at the right price with as few worries as possible. It's reassuring to know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been guiding clients down the golden path of selling for over 40 years. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate makes your dreams a reality by maximizing the exposure of your property here and around the nation, harvesting the power of the internet. We shepherd you through every step of the selling process from start to finish, from the marketing, the offer, the inspection, the contract, then the close. Great listeners, skilled negotiators, and focused on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service you deserve. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724, or visit www.jruddy.com, where they will work to champion your best interests all the way.
Thank you. You're rejoining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, in with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning.
Good morning. And our very special guest for 4 weeks in a row, we've had Bob Mendola, surveyor, very experienced local surveyor from Mendola and Associates.
Good morning. Thank you, Jackie.
Thanks again for being here. Before the break, we were talking about different things, wetland surveys, floodplain surveys, and what's involved with those items. Anything that you want to talk about before we move on to a new topic?
I think we can just lead into the next type of survey work that we can probably share with our listeners out there.
Okay, great. But before we do that, how does somebody get in touch with you if they want a survey, need a survey, want to inquire about a survey?
Look at your website.
Yeah, my website is MendolaSurveys.com, and we also have email, lowercase letters, my last name, Mendola. Next word, no spaces, the word surveys, plural, S-U-R-V-E-Y-S, at Verizon.net. And then we have our office phone is 570-346-8249. And I also have a cell phone that I also advertise. I don't mind people calling me. And that's 570-840-4883.
You've been surveying since 1977. Your sons are now involved in the business, which is great. It's a family-run business. You have a good name. You're reputable. You're honest. You're hardworking. What more can one ask for? And I know you've done surveys for us, and we've been very pleased with the results.
Thank you, Jackie.
Okay. So, you know, one of the things we didn't talk about, we sort of touched on a little bit, the commercial end, when you do surveys, the land development surveys, what's involved with that, please?
Okay. That's the next phase of surveying, where you're going to take a piece of land and you're going to commercially prepare your survey and design for the use of the land. And what you do there is you have to work very closely for these kind of surveys and designs and what we call land development with the different planning commission and zoning board functions in each municipality. So it gets more involved with these kind of things to get your survey work approved.
Well, you just have to know a lot more on something like that, I would think. I mean, there's like minimum requirements for parking spots, parking spaces. You have to have so much land, not only for the structure, but the parking and the ability to be able to get in. They don't want you going on main roads. They want you going on a side street if it's not a corner lot. If you're in the middle of the road, what do you look for there? Things like that.
Good points you mentioned. Each municipality has their own checklist for doing certain kinds of land development in any of their zones that they have within their city or borough limits. One has to be very versed in taking their planning commission information and zoning data, and then, of course, looking at that information and then work that into your survey with your design. You could go at it two ways with land development. You could do just a surveying part of it and somebody else has designed it. Then I would take their design after it's approved, and I would stake out what we call construction stakeout, and all of the buildings, all of your parking, your detention or underground detention for water runoff, all these characteristics you have to deal with. Or if I do design it, then I get it approved through my office with my sons and my engineers and other surveying people that work with me, and we have a total turnkey operation. And there's a lot of aspects that you have to address here to make sure you get through the process correctly.
I can only imagine. Now, I remember, and you may not, but years and years ago, it was a Dunmore property. I won't mention where. But I had a buyer for this property. And the borough had rezoned at some point in the years before that. So there was a mix of use in this neighborhood. It's a main road. It's a main thoroughfare. And it was used for business purposes. On one side was a commercial office, and then on the other side was a multiple family dwelling. I had somebody that wanted, a professional that wanted to purchase the building, and you were involved because we had a contract, a signed sales agreement, where the seller accepted an offer from a buyer. Everything was negotiated, but it did depend on the borough okaying the use. And it all boiled down to parking. But you, as a surveyor, were called for your professional expertise. And I remember, I still remember the phone call. You called me. You were so kind to explain things. But the borough actually shot it down. The gentleman, the professional, went down to the next block, which was zoned the same. Amazing what happened. It was approved. But it was a smaller lot, and I had nothing to do with that sale. It was a private sale. But, you know, getting back to you, you actually went to the Planning Commission for this gentleman.
That's all well said. And I usually try to offer, in conjunction with my surveying and engineering expertise, I try to do something for my customer where I want to see if it's feasible. If you're in the right zone, and like you mentioned earlier, enough land for parking for that particular use and things of that nature. So I try to spearhead for my customer, is it feasible? Can it be done? I don't want somebody to hire me and my personnel and you can't do it. That doesn't look good for the surveying or engineering practice or for anybody in business. So I offer that to the prospective customers so that they can get through this and not waste a lot of time and money.
Well, I was happy my buyer actually, went to you, because if he ever purchased the building based on the assumption that it could operate as such and then found out after the fact, that would have been a mess.
Absolutely.
So, you know, he did it right. He got called you before and it was determined that it wouldn't work.
Absolutely. And in conjunction with that also, Jackie, when we do things of this nature, we want to make sure that we have the designs going to work for the allowed use for that particular zone in that area so that it's going to function properly when we go through the approval process.
Right.
Right. So if there's any questions about a property you're going to buy, it's best to get the surveyor before you purchase the property rather than afterwards. You know, I see people would come back with questions after the process is done. The time to do it is at the beginning. Invest a few dollars and it's money well spent.
Good point, Pat.
Okay, so you've been involved in some major commercial projects throughout the area. Do you want to mention some of those projects?
For instance, we've done the Price Chopper up on the O'Neill Highway. Everybody knows that when you go by. We laid out the whole building, the parking, and all the infrastructure, meaning your catch basins, your sewers, what depths they should be placed so that they would function properly. We've done several Fidelity banks throughout the area. They're a great customer of ours, great people, and we work very closely with them. We've done CVS Pharmacy in Dunmore. We do a lot of smaller type of entities just besides just the larger entities. We'll take on any task to suit the customer so that they can get the best for the money they're spending.
Wonderful. Well, you've done it all. I mean, you've done private for homes, residences, private dwellings. You've also done commercial, so you have a vast amount of information and experience under your belt. So regarding land subdivision and land development, is there anything we didn't cover that we need to talk about in terms of what you do and what people need to think about when they're involved in this?
The key to successful development is to make sure, one, we said earlier, you can do that particular use in that zone. Once you get that hurdle crossed, then all the work you do afterwards is going to be, you're going to be to fruition what you're trying to end up with your design and the function of using that property. We do everything as far as not just the construction stakeout, but we do the designing for underground detention, for collection of water that won't go out into the city streets or state highways. We do underground detention. We do a variety of different design approaches. Make sure your building's going to sit in the best part of that lot to get the greatest function for it, for, like we said earlier, for access out to the roadway, for ingress and egress.
Can I ask you something? What is underground retention?
Underground retention is where, because the surrounding area cannot treat and take on the regular flow of water, like we call sheet flow, just running over the properties, over the parking lots, if it's too intense, we have to store that water underground and let that go out at a very controlled basis so that we don't affect the surrounding areas.
And all of that water in the doesn't go into the sewage system?
It will eventually go in, but on a controlled, calculated basis.
Oh, okay, I got you.
How about acreage surveys?
Acreage surveys are, we touched base earlier in the program where in the acreage surveys, you got to look at the wetlands. That is a great impact on the use of land that's out in the rural areas. You've got to address the topography for the lay of the land, how the water's going to run. Usually in the larger parcels, you got to deal with on-lot septic because they don't have sewers in a lot of areas.
So what do you do there?
So you have to go out there and have a test percolation test done to make sure those areas will percolate and you can have your septic system be approved.
Also called the perk test.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Well, we're just about out of time. And before we close, I'd like to thank you again, Bob, for your time and your infinite expertise. If you'd like to give your cell phone number, please.
That's 570-840-4883.
Thank you again. Before we close, Pat, would you?
Yes. We have a 3-bedroom, 1-bath located on 1.25 acres at 600 Neville Road in Moscow for only $54,900. This is a true handyman special. It has hardwood floors, newer windows, and vinyl siding. This home needs rehab, but it's a great project with lots of potential. The real key here is that it has over an acre of land. So if you're handy and have the ambition, this one might be for you. That's 600 Neville Road in Moscow, 3-bedroom, 1-bath for only $54,900, and that is listed by Jason Thomas.
Thank you, Pat. And my tip today is from bankrate.com. Sellers, it is wise to hire a listing agent who is techno-savvy and has mobile platforms to offer. Buyers are routinely using social media and YouTube to seek and find their home. So it just makes sense that your realtor can offer those tools to you. At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we offer all of these and more. Call us today or visit century21.com to see for yourself. We have to say goodbye. Thanks for joining the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM The Talker, again with Jackie Ruddy, broker, and Pat Devaney.
Thank you.
Thank you. Of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate.
Feel free during the week to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or call us at 570-344-6724.
View our listings, search the MLS, or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com. And remember to tune in next week, Saturdays at 11, Sundays at 11:30 a.m. to listen to our show. Have an awesome weekend.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. When opportunity knocks, you want to be ready. At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we have an exceptional understanding of the real estate market. With over 40 years experience, we make sure when you walk through our door, you will be given the highest level of service. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can help smooth the way when things get complicated. You need the real estate representation you deserve, and Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can deliver.
Hi, I'm Pat Devaney, and I'm a realtor with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We will guide you during every step. Call us today for any questions. Whether you are buying or selling, call 570-344-6724. That's 344-6724. Friend us on Facebook or visit jruddy.com. And don't forget to tune into the Real Estate Roundtable Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30.
It's the Real Estate Roundtable.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate.
And I'm Pat Devaney from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate.
Looking out for you and determined to help you buy or sell your home. Hosts of Real Estate Roundtable can be heard every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. Tune in to Jackie and Pat discussing buying, selling, and everything real estate. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate is your most up-to-date real estate information and advice. Real Estate Roundtable, Saturdays 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m.